You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Hello and welcome to You Beauty. This is Mamma Mia's podcast for your face. I'm Kelly McCarran.
And I'm Lee Campbell, and it is Friday. And guess what, my friend?
We're going to go get lunch together after this.
We are having lunch today. We never get to hang out.
For fun.
For fun. And I'm so excited.
So am I. We have been working together for so long, and we always like hang out.
We did dinner that one time where you took me to that delicious place.
Oh, that's right.
Lots of garlic.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, that was pre-kids. No, you did have bug. Pretty little.
And then that place bloody shut up shop,
I know,
didn't
I was devastated. Anyway, we're having lunch today. But before that, we're going to tell you all about our spendies, our savies, our empties, our shop my stashes. I am so intrigued, Kelly. I'm just having a quick perv at your list, and it seems you are really...
We're having a coverage day today.
Yeah, you need some coverage, do you, girl?
There are so many great foundation
releases. I agree. Foundation
like,
is having a moment.
And so basically all of my recommendations today are coverage foundation products from $9 to $113. Spendy savey, spendy savey, give me a spendy. What's your spendy? So my spendy is, it's brand new, only been out for a couple of weeks. And I don't know if you've tried it yet, Lee.
Yes.
It is the Kat Von D Beauty Good Apple Full Coverage Transfer Proof Vegan Serum Foundation.
No, but it's on my list and I'm desperate to hear that it's good. Please tell
me. It is so good. I don't know, because you're loving such light coverage at the moment, I'm not sure if you're going to love it.
Yeah, can I say though, it depends on what I'm doing. Mostly because I don't do a whole lot. But if I am, like, for the last few weeks I've had to host some Mamma Mia events, I'm still reaching for my good old full coverage longwearish formulas because I don't have time to get schwitzy under the hot lights.
Okay, this one is amazing because it's kind of like, imagine your Gucci Westman serum drops meets Estee Lauder Double Wear.
And has a baby.
And had a baby.
Oh,
and that's
I would
kind
adopt
of,
that baby.
So it applies like a serum foundation. Oh. So really juicy. Like I put it on my hand when I first got it and I was like, what the hell? My sister was with me and she immediately snatched a color that was not correct for her.
Who cares?
Yeah, she's like, I don't even care. It's just beautiful. It comes in a huge, beautiful shade range.
So it's serum-y but long-wearing.
But long-wearing and sets quite full coverage and matte.
Oh, my God. I love Kat Von D. As you know, that liquid eyeliner is like
is
my
the goat.
Holy grail.
Yep.
How much is it?
It's $60.
Okay.
For 30 mil.
That's
so,
not that bad. When you consider my favorite Gucci Westman's over 100.
Exactly.
I mean, it's scary that I think 60 is okay for a foundation, but hey.
Foundations... Unless you use 10 pumps every time you do it.
They do last a long
time.
They
do last.
And when you've got a couple in your wardrobe, like if you've got three on the go, that kind of lasts you a year.
Exactly.
At which point you're probably meant to throw them out, but Kelly and I don't.
Absolutely do not.
All right. My spendy is a really unique product and I'm excited to talk about it. The brand's called Coverlux Silk. So they started with silk pillowcases, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's called the Lighten Luxe Heat Activated Hair Lightener.
Oh.
Think back if you're a certain age to Sunin. I was a teenager.
We remember Sunin.
You spritched Sunin, which was kind of like chemically lemon juice, and then you sat out in the sun and it lightened your hair.
Bad on so many levels, but many of us did it.
So this is that, but in 2023. It's $64.95, so it's not that cheap. But what you do is you kind of spray it on where you want your hair to be lightened, and then it's heat activated, so you can use your hair straightener or your air wrap. Or
sun if you're going for a walk,
or
say.
Sun, exactly. And so as you know at the moment, I mean, I am finally going to the chop in 2 weeks. I have booked it, 14th of April, guys. I've booked it in. But as
I'm
you
so
know,
excited.
I like a bit of a brunette balayage. So I normally do that at home with just sort of any old.
It does look lighter.
Yeah. Well, normally I just use any old lightening kit because I kind of know what I'm doing and then I tone or after. But this is really good for, like, I've got two teenage nieces. They're obsessed with this because they're not allowed to get foils or whatever.
Yep.
And then you can kind of use it as you go until you get your desired result. Just keep in mind, lightening dark hair will make it go a bit warm and brassy. But
so
I always
go
use,
in with,
you can do brunette toners, or if you've got blonde hair, this will just make it blonder. But it's an Australian lady startup. Like, I had major Sunin flashbacks, and what a great idea.
I want to try it. Like, I wonder if I could use it on my regrowth just to lighten
yes,
a little
that's
bit.
That's a great idea.
To prolong between.
Yes. Well, I'm about
foils.
To cut all my hair off, so you can have mine and you can let me know how you
thanks.
Go.
Sorry, nieces. They probably wanted to thieve it off you.
All right. What's your savey?
My savey is from OXX Ox.
And Kmart need to get married.
We really do. It is the Luminous Glow Foundation and it is $9.
$9.
$9. It's 25 mils. It's exactly as it says, it's like a luminous glow foundation. So it's, I'd say, medium-ish coverage, but really it's almost like flawless filter. Like, is it as good as my other two recommendations? No.
But it's $9.
Like, if you just want to slap it on for, you know,
something. Did you say medium coverage?
Yeah.
So again, probably good for the teens getting into makeup because you don't want to spend a wad of cash at Mecca. They're still learning how to apply. $9. You can't go wrong.
It's actually so good.
I'm coming to Kmart with you next time.
Because I feel like you don't know how to shop properly from Kmart.
I find Kmart overwhelming. I go straight to the little boys section. Great. Sometimes I get stationery, but then I get confused. All right. My savvy is amazing. I need to tell you about it.
Please do.
A couple of weeks ago, I got an email from the PR of Ardell. Ardell are lashes.
Yes.
And I love the Demi Wispies, which I normally...
Who doesn't?
And I cut them down into half and just do the outer corner. Anyway, they said Ardell has just launched what's called the Active Range. So it's for people that, well, they're called fitness-friendly lashes, so they're really going to stay on and you're going to sweat. And I did not go to the gym, but I went to a hens weekend, which is pretty much a marathon.
It is.
It was one of those hot, steamy Sydney weekends, like sweating, dancing, playing games, being crazy. I wore the Ardell Active Lash, a shape called Speedy. There's like five or six different shapes. It's very similar to the Demi Wispy. I cut it in half. Looked the same. They are $6 a set, but then you buy the special active glue, which is like a black glue.
Okay, yeah.
For $9. They did not move. I mean, normally they don't either, but like I was really like, by the end of the night, I was like, girls, like,
look at my lashes.
Basically whack me in the face, like try and get my lashes to come off. They did not move. Normally I just gently lift off my lashes, but what I did was I dipped like a cotton bud in some oil, like just a jojoba oil, a tiny bit, and ran it along the lash line just to pull it off, just to make sure I didn't pull off my
natural
lashes because they were so stuck on my face.
Do you reckon that you could just use this glue with any lash?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I mean, yeah, I can't imagine why not. But Ardell have an active range and I'm into it.
Oh, I want to try them.
Maybe we should wear them to lunch today.
Maybe. Shop my stash.
Shop your stash. What's your foundation?
I shopped Lee's stash and then went and bought my own because I was influenced by her into buying the Gucci Westman.
Yes.
Holy dooly.
Okay, for those that don't know, recap, please.
All right. So Lee has been talking about these for probably 2 months at this point.
Yes.
And I was at Bondi Junction. I had a little bit of time in between Lenny's overly expensive specialist appointments and I was like, I just want a treat. And I toddled into Mecca and at first I was trying that. What is that new skincare range, the August?
I can't pronounce it, August Bashta or something.
Oh my God. It's beautiful. It was stupidly good. I said to one of the girls.
Don't get addicted to it.
I was like, I can't buy this because this is beautiful. Anyway, and then I said, okay, I want to get the drops.
The Westman Atelier complexion drops. They're kind of like a tinted face oil serum.
Except they've actually got decent coverage.
Thank you.
They're really beautiful.
They're like a Paris filter for your face.
Yes. And I love that Teresa, friend of the pod, she popped up in the Facebook group like a couple of days after I bought it because someone was whinging about how small the thing is.
Yes.
And she was like, all three of these are actually the same size,
mil.
If not smaller. They're just not wasting it on packaging.
Yes. When I went to the event, can you tell I'm so in love with Gucci Westman? Mm. She was like, it looks tiny. Just check all your foundations. They're all the same size, but it's just made with the smallest amount of packaging possible and it's recycled sugarcane.
Like, love how good is that?
And there's all these skincare ingredients. Honestly, Gucci.
That has literally made me pay more attention to things as well. Because now I'm like, like the Kat Von D foundation, I was like 30 mils.
Yes.
And it's huge.
Yes. Oh. Gucci gets a tick for coverage and for the environment. All
what
right,
about
quick
you?
Shop my stash. Not for me, but for Bug. Sunday, you know that really fun, foamy body.
Cream.
Yes. Mm. So they've just released a kids range, including bath bombs. Ooh. Alexander has been bath bomb obsessed for the last 6 months. And as every three-year-old, he wants to have a bath. He doesn't. He hates the bath. He loves the bath. There's $6.95 on Coles, I'm looking at the moment, or you can buy three for $15.90. He calls them the fizzy things. He doesn't really know what they are. I let him have maybe one a week. Not every bath because I'm not a Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
But they're just really great little bath bombs. Sometimes I get in with him too. And like you do feel quite silky. They're not like...
Drying.
No, they're not drying. They're not just gimmicky. They're quite fun.
Oh, that's so
fun. Quickly empty. I emptied the Mecca Cosmetica to Save Face SPF 50 Plus Super Screen.
Another one.
Yes. I cannot comment on a sunscreen component, but just a reminder about this sunscreen that it is specifically designed with makeup wearers in mind. So it's got a primer type finish, which is why I like it. CBF using primer half the time. What an episode.
What an episode. We've got to wrap this up so we can get to lunch. Yes. So if you want to shop or browse any of the products mentioned today, we've linked everything in the show notes for you to take a look at.
If you believe in purpose-driven women's media, consider subscribing to Mamma Mia. Not only does subscribing to Mamma Mia help us keep creating, it enables us to educate girls in some of the most vulnerable communities in the world. Subscribe to Mamma Mia.
Today's episode was produced by Michaela Floriano with audio production by Leah Porges.
We'll see you on Monday for Q&A.
Bye.